Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 and 9 reads, "Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." We're talking today about the difference between a scoffer, or a foolish man, and a wise man. And we're going to start by examining the word scoffer and finding out just exactly what that means. Nelson's Illustrated Bible Dictionary defines a scoffer as one who shows contempt by mocking, sneering, or scorning. Unlike the good man who walks the path of wisdom, the scoffer is a wicked man who follows the path of folly, refusing to listen to the wisdom of others. This is perhaps one of the great qualities of a scoffer, is that he does not want to listen to the wisdom of others, whether that wisdom comes from God or whether that wisdom comes from a good friend. The scoffer is only concerned with what he or she thinks. That's why Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 1 read that a scoffer does not listen to rebuke, although we would say that he's willing to rebuke others. Likewise, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 12 says a scoffer does not love one who corrects him, although, once again, we would say that a scoffer loves to correct others. We read in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 24 that a proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name, he acts with arrogant pride. Once again, we see the scoffer concerned only about himself. And that perhaps is why Proverbs 24 and verse 9 says that a scoffer is an abomination to men. But on the other hand, we have that wise man who appreciates correction, the wise man who appreciates being rebuked so that he can better himself and be found better pleasing in the eyes of God. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5 reads that a wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. And Proverbs 24 and verse 5 reads that a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, we see a distinction between the wise man and the foolish man throughout Scripture. And certainly we see one of the hallmark passages of Scripture in Jesus' distinction between who is foolish and who is wise. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, where Jesus taught, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Not everyone who hears these sayings of mine, or now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." The distinction between foolishness and wisdom is the difference between not listening to or listening to the words of Christ. Perhaps that's why the Apostle Paul said to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is."